Hey everybody, this video is an introduction to module 3 called Practical Magic. And here we talk about being the alchemist. In the first two modules, you really got immersed in your relationship with the cards and spirit. So we're seeing the oracle cards in a way as a bridge maker, as well as a mirror. So it mirrors you, mirrors your energy, it mirrors what's going on in the hidden realms that you cannot see or understand with your intellect or five senses. And we also saw it as a conduit, and when I say it, I mean the oracle, as a conduit for a dialogue with spirit. So it's a direct dialogue with spirit. So you have already seen evidence of the alchemical process, and that means to bring two unrelated elements together and create something completely new from it. And in the olden days, they would say that you would turn iron ore into gold. So the alchemist was somebody like a chemist, but somebody who could create something out of nothing, something better. And so you've already seen that. Now you've seen that type of relationship. And in this week, what we're going to be looking at is your personal relationship with the actual spirit of the deck. So there's spirit, the divine, there's you and your higher self. And now we also have the actual deck itself, the oracle in the deck. But first, let's go into a little bit more detail about what an alchemist is, right? So we look at alchemy as a process of transmutation or transformation, where the combining of elements creates something completely new, is what I said earlier. And I'm going to read the definition of alchemy that I have here, and you're going to have this on a PDF as well, but it's good for you to soak it in and think of it different ways. So the definition of alchemy means a power or process of transforming something common into something special. So your common life becomes special. Your relationship with the nature and the outer world and the events of your life becomes special. They have a different temperature even. They have more power than they did before. They're electric. They come alive in ways that they weren't before. So now when you see a crow pass you or a signpost, you recognize that there's something else going on than just you looking at a bird and a sign. So alchemy is the expansion of consciousness and the development of intuition through images. So that's the other thing. So the oracle images and the symbolism in the actual deck itself starts to wake up the part of you that already has access to this concept of imagery being part of the human psyche and in your DNA. Because if you look back, way back when, into our earliest ancestral discoveries in anthropology, we painted these things in caves. We made the stories that populated our life and our narratives that were passed down generationally. We made them come alive by painting pictures of them in caves. So we have these universal symbols of what is possible in a human life engaged in the outer world. So this is what starts to happen in these first 2 weeks, and in week 3, then we bring it into a practical form. So alchemy presents to the initiate, which is you. We initiate ourselves. It's an initiation, a bringing forth into something new, a system of eternal dreamlike symbols that have the power to alter consciousness and connect the human soul to the divine. And that is what we have done in the first two modules. Now we talk about what is an alchemist, because we are alchemists here. That's why I called it Hogwarts for adults, because we're wizards and alchemists, and there's something really magical here. So it is someone who transforms something for the better in partnership with spirit. You are transforming the cards and the images and the relationship that you start noticing in synchronicity to your outer environment into something for your highest good in this partnership. So this is a practical piece of it. Spirit plus the cards plus you equals oracle. So you also have an oracle inside you, and that's your intuition that starts to really come alive. And again, it's a process that is not linear. So it's hard for many of us who are used to linear goal setting or seeing things in a narrative that's a straight line, when in fact what happens is that everything comes through a periphery. In other words, from the outside in. So these kind of more subtle senses, they touch us and push against us and stroke us, if you will, with look at me and here I am and the world again just becomes alive at the corners of our eyes. It isn't a direct focus. And that's something to get used to when you start working in this, especially for newcomers in here who have never done it before, and also for the pros who are really used to being in the position of where they are seeing for somebody else, and they're not seeing themselves in the picture at all. It becomes very passive for them, and not an active dynamic participation, which is what we're doing here. So, our work in this class is to help you become the alchemist so you're in touch with your inner oracle. So there's lots of oracles happening here. We've got the divine, we've got the cards, we've got nature, we've got your life, you've got you, you've got your soul, you've got your inner oracle. We've got lots going on. And then, by the way, too, once this is ignited, it is up to you to take action. So the next right action is always something that is implied when we work with the cards, but we can't make it happen for you. You have to want it to happen, because it is so easy for us to go back into what is familiar. And so what this course is teaching you is how to circumvent the familiar, how to move beyond the autopilot of your subconscious and the things that you're just used to and the thinking that you are used to because you've been trained and conditioned. And that is no one's fault. I have had the same training and conditioning as you have. So this is really hard work when we which is why I say at this stage, you have to know that there is no judgment in this course. We are all going to fall asleep at the wheel once in a while. It's just the way it is. We'll like create magic and go, wow, I can't believe that. And we'll be, I don't know how this is supposed to happen. That's normal. Okay. So just know this and you'll get the hang of it. And by the way, I've been doing this for 28 years and I still fall asleep. So this is something, again, you got to get very loose with this, very fluid, and not be rigid about your expectations either. Because the more you get rigid, the more they run away from you. They're like, it's funny. It's like you want to grasp a butterfly and go zoot. But if you don't look at it, it's going to come and sit on your hand. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like my dog. Just so you know, one of my dogs is just like that. If I try to go pick her up, she runs away from me. And if I ignore her, she comes over and she wants to be picked up. Kind of that way. But that's also because I haven't trained her correctly. Okay, that's enough of that. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about waking up the inner oracle and then the anatomy of a question. And then I'm gonna talk to you about in the next video. So we're gonna talk about the anatomy of a question, and then we're going to talk also about how to get to know your deck. So I'll see you in the next video.